And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. And we have the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours here, and Mark Wheeler, the man from Encinitas Ford. It's going to be a great show and a great time here at Encinitas Ford. Come on down and win some great stuff. We have an unbelievable array of things to give away today, and your first chance to win that trip on the Royal Star on Alaska Airlines. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a great start to the day, and what a perfect place to kick off our Ford Live broadcast season at the best spot with a great guy, Mark Wheeler, cast man. Going to be a great show today.
Yeah,
buddy.
Indeed. Great crowd this morning assembled. Thanks all for coming out to Encinitas Ford this morning. It's a beautiful morning here in Encinitas. Mark Wheeler.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks
for having
me.
Good to have the whole show here, and Pete and Castman. Haven't seen Castman for a couple of years.
It's great to have him. And Castman, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Yeah.
What's up, Cass?
Great to have you. Castman is just returning from a marathon of travel?
Yeah, it was a marathon. Somebody, I already had this back-to-back Pedicee trip booked, and then somebody said, Cass, we got to do a Loretto Rumble. How do these days work? And I wasn't even thinking that. They work, Pete. And the next thing I know is I'm going to Loretto. I'm home after 4 days, 5 days down there. I'm home for 12 hours, and I'm off for Panama for another 16 days. So.
Yeah, but how about that Loretto trip, man? That Loretto trip was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And that La Mission Hotel, what a place to stay.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, you were gracious enough to give me a nice ocean view room, which really, really helped.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You spent a lot of afternoons on the veranda there.
Yeah, we had a little Havana Club 7 and some cigars, and, it was pretty
life
enjoyable.
Life is good, buddy.
Good time.
And so you talked about Pedicee fishing in Panama was good.
Yeah, this is probably – we had two great groups. Both groups consisted of 16 people, and first group, we had a mixed group, young guys from up in Oregon, and then we had the older guys from SoCal, and then the second group was all San Diego guys, and it was two great group of guys to be with and to hang with. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it makes the trip so enjoyable. But yeah, the fishing, probably the best Dorado fishing we've been doing. The first trip we did down there was 2001, and I've never seen Dorado like it was on this trip here.
Wow.
A lot of big females, bulls up to 40, 45 pounds, and of course, the tuna is always there. You know, it's just not a lot of big tuna there, but you know, a lot of all you want football fish.
Cool. Really?
You know, up to 30 pounds.
Drove away kind of thing. It's like enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly. And then we had a couple of black marlin hooked incidental, you know.
Nice.
That was a great story you told on the show. The guys that hooked the black marlin, it was on spinning tackle?
It was a spinning tackle. He had a four-piece Shimano Beast travel rod something. And then he had a small spinning reel, probably had maybe a 25, 30-pound test on it and 50-pound leader. And he's using this grub. But he was yo-yoing it.
Yeah, soft plastic
and
type.
And next thing I know, this thing goes flying out of there. And he got great short video of it.
But
they
cool.
caught it for about a little over an hour and got it right next to the boat and then finally the leader gave.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was about a 300-pound black.
That's awesome.
Pretty awesome, yeah. Well, being here at Encinitas Ford, Mark, it's kind of like being home. And really appreciate all the sponsorship that we put together with San Diego County Ford dealers. And Ford, the product is just getting better and better, isn't it?
Every year it seems to get better. How long have we been sponsoring Let's Talk Hookup?
Like
100 years?
Yeah.
I think over 20 years.
Yeah. Now we sound like old guys.
Yeah.
And you're way, way older.
Yeah, way older, yeah.
So, it's great to have you guys back. And the Ford product continues to evolve, and you know, from the truck line, which is obviously the best trucks on the market, Castaneda.
Well, hold on. I brought my truck in to be traded in to buy a brand new Ford.
Oh,
to get a good one.
That's right.
Yeah,
did you hear that, Mark?
You heard it live, folks.
Yeah, right here.
It's a binding contract.
Yeah. And so for a year we've had the diesel and the F-150 now. We've got the best diesel, as Rock Cod will attest to, in the Super Duties, the 250, 350, 450. But it's great product, and we're able to suit virtually every need because we've got this massive product line for all our customers. And with the summer sales event that we're having right now, it's some really good incentives on the product as well.
Like what?
Well, up to $10,000 savings on F-150s.
That's,
whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah. How's that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good enough for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. We always say that the holiday times, you know, here on Let's Talk Hookup, we've always been taught the holiday times are the best times to buy. So does a summer sales event sometimes beat the holidays?
I think, equally.
Equally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that'll go all summer long.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about new Ranger? Like, that's been a good-looking truck that I know was gone for a while, and I know a lot of people are stoked to have it back, and a very cool-looking ride, and, you know, nice for a guy that doesn't need to haul the boat anymore. Like, that's like the situation we're starting to find ourselves. We don't really need to haul the boat anymore, and my F-250 Super Duty diesel has been the most trouble-free vehicle of my life, but finding to the point where I don't necessarily need the big truck anymore, so starting to maybe think about the new Ranger.
Well, whether it's a F-150 that comes with five powertrains, or the Ranger. Now, the Ranger only comes with one powertrain.
Okay.
But it's a premium powertrain. It's a 300 horsepower.
Oh, for, especially for a small truck.
Turbocharged.
Yeah. No kidding.
EcoBoost turbocharged, which is a high torque, and that's the way Ford designed them, with a 10-speed automatic.
Wow.
10-speed. They fly, and they get huge fuel economy.
That's cool.
And what about towing capacity?
It's a smaller truck,
you,
so
you got me there, but I think around 6,000.
That's
maybe,
still pretty
maybe
good.
Maybe 6,500.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's really good. And here's the next question: do you have them in stock?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Because they've been hard to.
One great, great price points on them. You know, 28 to 35 for the midlines.
Nice.
Super cabs and crew cabs. We got 2-wheel drives and 4-wheel drives and lariats and la la la. But I've been driving something and they're just. Butter. The powertrain is butter. And when you look at that truck compared to some of the competition where they're, you know, they're good trucks, but they're older and the cabs are smaller and the ride quality isn't as good and the sound attenuation and the powertrain.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The powertrain's the icing on the cake.
And that's, like you said, these are older models, but this is all revamped, renewed, the Ford Ranger.
Yeah. So we invite everyone to come down.
Come on down to Antonita's Ford. And the cool thing is, you'll be rewarded when you come down here this morning, not only with being able to take a test drive and drive the best trucks and cars on the market, but also we've got a huge – did you see what we're giving away, Mark?
I'm liking those Nomads.
Yeah. We've got a huge array of Nomad lures. We got Shimano Flatfalls over there. We've got AFCO product, a ton of AFCO product. We've got that DTX Minnow, which is the hottest Wahoo and tuna lure going, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And we've got AFCO sun masks, and we've got a trip on the San Diego to give away. The grand prize is going to be a Shimano Torium 20 reel, which we're going to be giving. Everybody gets back in the drawing at the end, and we're going to give away a Shimano Torium reel. We have AFCO belts, and we have just a bunch. There's a LAFCO shirts, a bunch of products.
And all of that is literally just for coming up
just
and hanging
out.
Yeah, as soon as you get here, see the cowboy, see Tommy P, grab a raffle ticket.
Yeah.
And during the breaks of all the shows, we raffle that off just for the fun of doing so. And there's so much fun stuff to participate in when you come down, including the casting contest, which is going on right now.
We have the Shimano casting contest going. And we made Tommy and I drew a generous circle today.
I see that. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of option out there. So it's a great time and lots of fun, lots to participate in. Some great prizes, again, in the casting contest, too. If you're participating and make a couple of good casts and find yourself in one of the top three winning spots, we're giving away 3 killer prizes, including a brand-new Shimano rod. It's a Talus Blue Water rod from Shimano, a 1-year membership to FishDope.com. It's $160 value.
Holy
right there.
So
FishDope.com membership. Also, a Shimano and Nomad lure package. It's a really cool. Pete kind of handpicked
a bunch
of... worth
at least a couple $100.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of stuff in there.
It's a really cool set of prizes. Plus, the winner of the casting contest qualifies for winning that great grand prize, which we talked about, including everyone that's in attendance will get a ticket for winning that mega grand prize. And there's going to be 8 qualifiers in total. So 4 casting contest winners, 4 random draw winners, which you for sure could be today. And that's going to go for a trip for one on the Royal Star on a legit long-range fly-down, fly-back trip from Mazatlan in January. And if that trip wasn't enough, it also includes your round-trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan, courtesy of Alaska Airlines. How cool is that, that someone's going to get to go long-range fishing for either a random draw for coming and hanging out with us or winning the casting
contest.
And I
get to go on that trip, too, so it's going to be fun. Anybody want to win that Royal Star trip today?
All right.
So there's 2 ways to win. You win the casting contest, the winner of the casting contest, and then, of course, the random draw at 9 o'clock.
You got it. And not, as if that wasn't enough. enough, we've got an awesome prize. Every person who steps up to the microphone today is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Spartan Reef, one of the most popular Maui Jims out there, a great pair of Maui Jims. And again, that's every person.
Yeah, well,
get, sit down, Wheeler.
Yeah, I know, not for you, Wheeler. Yeah.
It's a great one. This is the Marlin frame, which is a really cool colored frame. It's like a blue to brown transitioning frame. It's the same style frame that I have right here. I really like those Maui Jims. This one comes with the bronze HCL lens and that killer super thin Maui Jim glass. So, again, every person that steps up to the microphone, just see Tommy P or the Cowboy, let them know that you'd like to ask a question, and we'd love to have you step up to the mic. Have some fun with us. It's going to be a great show and a great time here at Encinitas Ford. And if you want to get through on the phones today, we want to hear from you. Best way to do that on the Fan 97.3 is to give us a call at 833-288-0973. That's going to be your opportunity to get through. And, man, what a great time we're having here, and lots of great fun to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Mark, we talked about cars with you, but also we talk about fishing. You have this beautiful boat, the 62 Nomad El Sueño, that's actually, you can see it out of the water right now at the best boatyard in the world, Shelter Island Boatyard, right there in Shelter Island. And it's sitting out of the water, getting a little refurb after your trip from Mexico, right?
Well, the joys of boat ownership are evidenced by being in the boatyard. But, but Shelter Island, they're great guys, and they take great care of
Wayne
us.
Wayne and the gang there are the best. There's no, you know, everybody talks about them, but until you experience how good Shelter Island Boatyard is, they are truly the best.
We've used them year for years, and my partner and I have this new boat that's quite exciting, and just brought it up from Mexico, and just getting a few things tightened up.
And what are you going to do while you're here?
Why it's in the yard?
No, once you get back in the water.
Oh, we're going to go find fishing? Find some bluefin.
There you go.
Yeah, like everybody else.
All right. Very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Now, how it works here, if you haven't come yet or you haven't, is go see Tommy Pierre the Cowboy, get your raffle ticket, and then also get into the drawing that's going to be drawn at the 9. That's the way it works here for those of you that are new to our Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford Dealer Live broadcast. And then parking-wise, Mark, seems like all the parking around Encinitas Ford is full, but there's a whole shopping center next door, right?
That's correct, and also to the east. And we've got three guys here. Robert, raise your hand if you would. Austin and Daniel, raise your hand there. Just to identify yourself. In case people have problems parking, just help them out.
Or if they want to take a test drive, try that new Ford Ranger out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And once Wheeler yanks Castman's truck out of there, like the tow truck's on its way, so that should free up at least one spot.
Now, Rockhide, you got to understand, we have a motto, but it's really our way of doing business.
Okay.
And we don't sell, we satisfy. And I mean that because I've been at other dealerships and managing them and all over my years, but I've been here 30 years, right? And so my name and my reputation are tied with Encinitas Ford. And we say we don't sell, we satisfy, because if we satisfy our customers, then we don't have to sell. And they can say, hey, you did what you needed to do, and everything just flows, and it's all beautiful. And then I'm going to yank Castman's truck.
I'd be satisfied if you yanked that sucker out.
That's right.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming for you. Lots of fun and so much great stuff to talk about with the Castman. I mean, boy, you want to talk about fishing anywhere in the world, all kinds of great stuff that's going on. Going to be a fantastic show. Talk about this great fishing that's going on at home, all this big, giant fish that happened last week, cows on the full-day trips. It's going to be a lot of fun and exciting show, and again, we want to hear from you. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those stand-up mic questions, taking your phone calls, and lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. We're live at Encinitas Ford on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Here's Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're live here at Encinitas Ford for our first of our San Diego County Ford dealers live remote, and this is such the perfect spot to kick this off, buddy. It's a great time and lots of time to come down and join us and get on the fun. Already raffling away a bunch of stuff. Like I said, during every break we give away so much fun stuff. It's a great time. I hope you come down.
Great group of people here, and cast man Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford here. And what's the next adventure, Castman?
Yeah.
Are you on the ground for a little while?
On the ground, yeah. Probably going to head up to Oregon. Spend hopefully 2-3 months up there and do some craft golfing up there.
Great.
As far as Cast Tours, got a big group the 1st of August, 1st of November, taking down to San Jose del Cabo. And then a week later, we got our annual Wahoo Rumble at San Jose del Cabo. Which is always a great, great trip.
Yeah.
It's kind of the last trip of the year. We get a lot of interest in that. We usually range between 40 to 50 people. And targeting wahoo.
That's cool.
Like I tell people, you know, you catch wahoo throughout the season, throughout the year in Mexico. But if you really, really want to go during peak season, it's usually mid-September all the way through early December. San Jose del Cabo up inside the Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, Vinorama area there, and, of course, the Intergordo Bank. Really, really good wahoo fishing that time of year.
We'll take that DTX, that Nomad DTX minnow there with you.
Yeah, maybe find somebody.
You might win one.
Or somebody may, you know, donate a couple.
Yeah, there you go. So, and then, of course, we have our Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours El Salto trip in January.
Yeah, January, I think it's January
10th, yeah.
Yeah, 10
That's
to 14.
Be a good time.
Yeah, that should...
Yeah.
That's always a great trip.
Always a great trip. And then, of course, we have our second annual Let's Talk Hookup Loretto Rumble with Cast Tours. It's going to be in early May next year.
Yeah, early May. Like I said, that first one, this was a lot of fun.
And a huge success.
Yeah.
And it's going to sell out because we only have 20 spots, right? Or 40 spots.
Yeah, we have
40 spots, 20 rooms.
20 rooms, 20 boats.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, peak yellowtail time. So.
Oh, yeah. And the moon's right this year. It's everything's the stars are aligned.
Everything's aligned there, yeah. And then, of course, we got our Pesca Panama trip. And
oh, that's right.
Oh, I can't wait. Going
April, yeah, that one just sold the last spot on that yesterday.
Okay, great.
And Ricky's going to be on the trip with me, so.
Yeah.
He'll be able to. I'm going to fish with him a day or two so he can.
Are you now?
Kind of show
He's
me what's going on.
All I was
right.
hoping Cass will kind of show me the ropes, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, let's get started here. Sarah Lee Myers is here. Sarah Lee, are you ready to roll here and get things started? Or is Sarah Lee?
Sarah Lee might be out for a little cruise.
Is she out?
She's out with the Cowboys.
All right, let's. All right, there's Sarah Lee right there. All right, very good. Thanks for coming down. And if you want to still join us, we have plenty of prizes to give away and still plenty of chances to win that trip on the Royal Star, too. So, good morning,
morning
Sarah Lee.
Good morning. We're so glad you found a home on the radio.
Indeed. Yeah. We love the fan. The fan has been very good to us.
I happened to listen on the radio that a lot of the places, especially Greenland, a lot of the ice is really melting. Do you think the fish will start changing locations?
Well, that's a good question. What do you think, Cassman?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's going to be not in our lifetime. I don't think we'll have to worry about the fish moving around. But I would imagine, if the fish water gets too warm up there, they're going to probably go further north.
Well, here's an interesting contrast here. You bring that up. Ricky and I were talking about two significant people in the fishing world that told us there's still, in their eyes, a very, very good chance of albacore this year.
Two people beyond, beyond fishing buddies. You know, I got a chance to talk to Steve Loomis yesterday. And, you know, Loomis has been around. So much of the ocean in our fishing is cyclical. And a lot of it runs in big cycles, 10 years at a time and 12 years at a time. And, like, this big bluefin that we're catching outside of, you know, San Clemente and Catalina, you know, it was 100 years ago when that happened last. But 100 years ago, it happened exactly the same way that it's happening now. So I'm the biggest believer in cycles and certainly don't think that albacore is gone. I mean, it's certainly not because they catch the heck out of it up in Westport and all those commercial guys. But Pete and I, oddly enough, talked to two guys that were, you know, the people that would know and have been around and, I mean, you know, true fishing guys that have seen it forever. And Loomis's opinion was so much that, you know, the water is just too cold for them where they've been catching it as of lately. And it's not like that fish is going to go away. The stocks are fantastic and very healthy, and the albacore fishery is really good. He's the same way. He's like, I'm certainly not going to predict that we're going to catch albacore, you know, on the Pacific Queen next week. But, in his opinion, the possibility is better than it has been. One, because the condition is right for it here. But the condition's been right for the last 10 years. The big difference is where it has been going, it's not right for him.
Right.
So, I mean, who knows?
It could happen.
I think at this point none of us are going to predict
there's
albacore.
Well, no,
except for Pete. Yeah, except for Pete.
I'm going because I figure I'm going to predict it every year
because
at some point we're going to be correct.
Yeah, and if you're right this year, you're the only guy that's still on the line saying it's going
to
happen. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, you may have to live to be 162, though.
You think so? You think so? Hey, Sarah Lee, thanks a lot for coming down to Anthony Sport. Appreciate that very much. Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman is here. Good morning, Scott.
I don't know, Sherm's out here cruising. He's probably up trying to buy a new Super Duty right now if I was making a guess.
But. All right, how about Eddie from Vista? Where is Eddie?
There, Eddie's coming he's in the on-deck circle of the casting contest, so we'll pull Eddie away. He's making his way up to the microphone right now.
All right, Eddie, thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford, and you can see all the great array of Ford cars and trucks here. Check it out.
What's up, Eddie?
Good morning. Okay, I was thinking this the other day. When I was a kid living up at Point Magoo with my folks, my dad was in the Navy, I kept looking at these fish reports. And they used to have fish reports in the newspaper. So they would say they caught barracuda and they caught bass. And then bull. So what is a bull bass? Was that just a big, big calico bass?
Bull bass, yeah, absolutely.
Who knows?
I know that was a big Kit McHear term. That was for a bass, it was over 3 pounds.
Over 3 pounds.
Yeah, once fish was over 3 pounds, they called it a bull bass. I mean, I don't know how scientific that is or not, but that's
I don't think it is.
That's what we always grew up knowing. It sounds pretty scientific.
Because they don't have horns like bulls or anything like that.
3.3 pounds, then, to make it sound scientific.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Yeah. All right, thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, Sherm, you ready? Come on over, Sherm. Scott Sherman, councilman, here at Encinitas Ford. Corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino out. Now, for parking, like Mark said, you want to park at one of the shopping centers surrounding here.
We have some parking in back, too, so but our guys will help.
Okay, all right. The guys will help.
What's up, Sherm?
Not much, guys. Sorry, I had to go get some water for one of the reels. Make sure it flows the right way.
Yeah.
First, I wanted to say thanks to Castman. A little while back, he set up a trip for my wife, Norma, and I in Costa Rica. Amazing. Everything went flawless, smooth as silk. It was perfect.
So thank you. That's awesome.
Remember last week I called in about the big cows that were being spotted? Yeah. It sounds like they moved just a little bit north of there because there's some good fish being caught.
Yeah, there's a lot of big fish around.
Heading out on the Parker tomorrow.
All right.
Best chance other than rockfish to put something on the boat, where would you go?
Go to rockfish spot.
Yeah. Got plenty of those, but I mean... Yeah. Where would you be?
I can tell you where you should go
tomorrow.
I would go to the front side of San Clemente Island because we were there on our Islander kayak trip this week, and the front side of Clemente is absolutely loaded, just like Dave Hansen said in FishDope.com reported, loaded with small yellow, 5 to 8 pounders, but so much fun to catch. And there's some bigger models around too, a lot of bass and stuff like that. I mean, the bluefin thing. Right now, it's tough.
It's trophy hunting.
It's trophy hunting, and it's hit and miss, and you could get a trophy, right? You could get one, or you could go catch rockfish, right? Yeah. But Clemente has a lot of squid in the cove, too.
Okay.
Watch the Navy schedule and stuff, but there's a lot of squid in the cove. There's sea bass. There's bigger yellows in Pyramid. When we were there, the conditions in the cove were not great. There was no current whatsoever.
It depends on current up there. Right?
But Jimmy Hu from Mammoth Lakes, caught a 20-pounder on a flat fall jig, yellow. So if you want to make the run, the Clemente,
we have range in the park.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot.
And you got to get ready for the yellowtail shootout next weekend.
There you go.
And in terms of the tuna on a private boat, depending on what you wanted to do, I mean, this is very generalized, but the fish that's down the beach and closer to the coast, there's more opportunity for getting a bite. More of that yellowfin is down that way. The farther south you go, the more of that yellowfin that's in there. And it's, you know, as it always does, the yellowfin tends to bite a lot better than that bluefin does. And that's where you'll have more of your opportunities in a private boat at catching a casting lure bluefin, you know, foamers and breezers and things like that. Very generalized, but, you know, Hidden Bank and all that down the beach close to the... better bet for a yellowfin and bluefin. And then the more out to the west, 302 and 43, that's your better shot at catching one of those giants. But as you know, with trophy hunting, it's a lot of time put in to hopefully get a bite. And sometimes it takes multiple trips to get one.
Right.
But when you do, you're rewarded with a trophy like that caught on the Liberty in the San Diego this last week. So the numbers fishing out there hasn't been great, but the opportunity is fantastic.
Yep. Mark, where would you go?
Well, I just came up, and we got into a nice yellowfin bite off Colonnette up to San Quintin.
Oh, okay.
In, you know, cold water, but it was nice yellowfin.
What was the grade?
15-pounders.
Yeah, that's all right.
And
that's
voracious. And voracious.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part about yellowfins, man. Yeah. Those bluefins get so picky and line shy and light line and teeny little circle.
But that's pretty far south, too, for a day boat.
Yeah.
So.
You have to, that would be in day and a half.
I think I'm
a little out of the range of the park.
I'm going out to San Clemente and hunt around there.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I like it.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Good. All right, sure. Good luck. Go get them. For sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Ricky.
All right, you got it. We got a first-time caller standing by. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. That's the case with Greg, who's calling us from Chicago this morning. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Chicago.
Hey. Well, actually, it's Bartlett, Illinois, but nobody knows where Bartlett is, so I just say Chicago.
We know where Chicago is.
Yeah.
All right. Very
What's
good.
Up, Greg?
I'll make
for
it
joining
easy.
Us.
Thank you. I'll make it easier. I'm from San Pedro.
There you go.
My question is, I think maybe in the past few years, I've gone too far down the road of Spectra to Floral. I usually run an 8-foot leader, so the knot's just off the reel. And I really like that because it gives me flexibility. There's no memory. I can cast real easy. The bait swims well. But I'm thinking about my normal trip is an eight-day variety trip. And, you know, my system has been excellent for that purpose. But now this year with the bluefin, I'm going out on a 1.5 on a Pacific Queen here coming up. So I'm having second thoughts about this with head shakes and all that sort of thing. You need a little bit, probably a stretch. And on the other hand, I jealously guard my line capacity because I use smaller reels. So I wonder what your thoughts are as to how I could balance all that and maybe come up with a better system.
I think that your head's in certainly the right place, and you got it. You know, the trying to decide between a smaller reel and lots of line and a short top shot, or a bigger reel with more line that's more forgiving when you're fighting a fish is always the you know, you got some on one side and some on the other, and there's never going to be a perfect answer. The setup that you have right now allows you to fish a small reel, cast real good. The bait obviously swims fantastic and gets bites, but bluefin are for sure notorious for bigger head shakes and shaking, you know, and pulling hooks. So fishing with a longer top shot on a sport boat tends to lead to less tangles and less opportunity at pulled hooks. There's a couple things that you might do if you really like fishing that way and staying with your smaller reels. You might change your Spectra out to like a Power Pro Max Quattro, because then you can put a skinnier diameter line, so you could lose some of your room by having a longer top shot, but make it back up by having a skinnier backing would be a way to go about it. Or continue to fish with your short top shot the way you have and fish a little bit longer rod with a little bit softer tip. You know, let the rod become some of the shock absorber instead of the line. The biggest thing is that you just pay very close attention, because when you're fishing with 30 guys on the Pacific Queen, it's a little easier to get yourself into a tangle, especially with a small bait that's not swimming well in light current. You just need to be more on top of it. But sounds like you're certainly very aware of all that. So I would either think about fishing a longer rod or just do that. You know, pull a little bit of that Spectra off, really cram it full of mono and fish a little bit longer top shot and see how it works out for you. But you certainly have got the two points in mind. You know, you can't have one without the other.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. And it's from Chicago, Illinois. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's Tom Myers is up.
We have Tom Green?
Yeah. Oh, we have Tom Green?
We do.
All right. Let's go to the SAC spotter pilot. Mr. Tom Green's on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How's the battle going today?
What's up, Tom?
We're live at Encinitas Ford, having a great time. I have a great group of people here, and got the casting contest in full swing. So, what do you went flying yesterday? What are you seeing?
Still seeing a lot of fish. They're really reluctant to cross the border. I don't know if they're waiting for the visas or what, but they're hanging back down in Mexico. But my gosh, there's a lot of fish down there. Nice big area. Probably saw 15 square miles of breezers yesterday. Just everywhere I looked, I saw a breezer. Up and down, you know, they're a little bit shy, but there's a lot of it. There really is a lot of it. You see a breezer, you get over the top of it, make a couple circles, and they disappear. But, and again, all sorts of sizes, all the way from 200-pounders to 30-pounders yesterday. It was amazing.
How far down, Tom?
Well, there... You know, it's not bad. They're within one-day range. They're kind of 295 is the furthest south, you know, so they're not bad. It's not in a bad area for the local guys. There's going to be a tremendous amount of sport boats on them today, and we really look forward. I'm on my way out there to go flying today. We're going to try to make sure all the guys get on them, but it sounds like we're going to have quite a few boats out today.
Is that yellowfin in that same area, Tom?
You know what, Pete? I saw a couple of spots that looked suspect yesterday for yellowfin, but I can't really say that I really saw a lot of yellowfin. And I've been looking for them, too. It'd be kind of fun to see them, too. But I can't really say that I saw any yesterday. I think it's just a little bit, you know, just a hair early. It could go off any time. But in the old days, I hate to say that, but in the old days, you know, we never, ever even started looking for yellowfin until the mid-July. So it's still a little bit early for them.
Now, what's your thought on this bluefin? It's just going to take some water conditions to get it to move up a little bit?
That's all. As long as they've got the right water conditions where they are and a good bait source, I mean, why leave the grocery store?
Yeah, are you seeing a lot of bait?
It'll be soon. Yeah, you know, I saw a few small boilers. I saw a few areas of jumpers. They're not hanging out for no reason. They're there for a reason. If they were getting hungry, they'd go look for something.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you're going to go flying today, and your job is to put the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet on the fish, right?
That's it. I'm trying to keep them right in the middle of the area. That's what we look for. So.
All right. Well,
the last few weeks, we're having pretty good luck.
Yes, you have. Yeah, you've been putting the people on there. And how many days a week are you flying, Tom?
We're trying to get a couple of days a week in. That's what. I'm sure if the weather gets a little better, we get a little more sunshine, it might stretch to a few more days. But right now, a couple of days a week is what we're doing. Usually Friday, Saturday, trying to make sure we're out there when most of the people are there.
Fantastic. Tom Green, the Sac Spotter pilot. Thanks for that report. Sounds like good conditions continue. Just a matter of getting them to bite. Can you talk them into biting from that sky there? Can you get them to start biting?
Yeah, make something happen for us, Tom.
So, you know, the way I like to fish, they don't have to be hungry. But
Roger.
But,
all right, Tom.
But anyway,
thank you
for that. Listeners, have a great Father's Day tomorrow, and you guys also.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Appreciate
Happy
it, Tom.
Happy Father's Day to you, and we'll talk to you very soon, probably next week, find out what's going on. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Tom Myers is here in your hometown, Encinitas, right?
Native, yeah.
All right.
Right on,
very
Tom.
Good.
Good morning,
Tom.
Thanks
for coming down.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of surf fishing, and I've heard that occasionally you can catch a striped bass out here out of the surf, and I was wondering if there are more striped bass coming into this area or not.
Boy.
And also, yep. I'd like to know, is the striped bass in freshwater the same as the striped bass that we get in the ocean?
It is an anadromous fish. It is the same fish.
They are the same.
Amazingly enough, I don't know where this fish comes from, but perhaps as far as San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's not a thing that often happens, but certainly you can catch a striped bass from the surf here.
It'd be interesting to catch like a Gundy Gunderson's take on it or Will Barnet. You're right that it does seem like it happens more, but I think a big part of that is twofold. One, the world of social media and, you know, Let's Talk Hookup and internet, like you just hear about things more often. You know, 10 years ago when a guy caught one in the surf, unless you talked to him or you went by the bait shop, you didn't know about it. So one, there's more of a spotlight on it, and two, the way that we fish, a lot of people fish in the surf has changed, and that a lot of people are now fishing hard baits and lucky crafts, and that has become a really popular way to target a halibut, and that kind of fishing is more conducive to catching a striper. You know, a lot of guys catch them on hard jerk baits, like those Colt Sniper jerk baits and lucky crafts, and so I think there's more people than normal that are fishing in a way that you'd be more apt to catch them. For sure you do hear about stripers on a cut bait or a sand crab, but it's lesser, more caught on an artificial, and I think it's just kind of an in-vogue way to be fishing the surf right now.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down, Anthony Sport. Appreciate that.
Hey,
thank you very much.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're live here at Encinitas Ford on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right. It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I'll tell you what, we've been talking about the Shimano Tatica a lot because it is the go-to instrument when it comes to fishing for this bluefin.
Especially right now when you don't know, when you're going, you know, if you go fishing on a sport boat tonight or you go fishing, you know, you go fishing with Wheeler tonight, you don't know if what you're going to bump into are 25-pound yellowfins or 125-pound bluefins, or in the case it happened this week, 200-pounders on full-day trips.
Right.
And that's the beauty of Tatica.
And look, you take a look at that giant fish that was caught on the Liberty on Wednesday, or Tuesday, that we got to see. It was caught on a Tatica 16 that was rented at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
That's what we say. I mean, by no
224 pounds, mind you, Mark.
And they're butter.
Yeah.
They're just so good.
By no means is a Tatica 16 the right reel for going out and targeting bluefins, but that's why buy a Tatica, because when you hook the fish, it was too big for it, you know you're going to have gear that's going to stand up. The drags,
right.
The gears, the shad, those reels are way overbuilt, and that was the case in point. A reel that fits in the palm of your hand caught a 225-pound bluefin this week.
So awesome. Check it out, the Shimano Tatica reel at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019. Subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, live at Encinitas Ford. Casting contest going full swing right now.
Full swing, yeah. We have Grant Christensen and Arnie running the casting contest right now. We're just giving away. Great crowd here in Encinitas. It must be that Wheeler magnification that brings such a great crowd to Encinitas Ford.
Well, this is such a great place to do business. I've been here 30 years and 9 months, if that
30
counts.
30 years and 9 months.
Yeah.
And so have I, Mark.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how I met you.
Yeah. I was here before that.
You were my radio rep.
Yeah, that's right. That's how Mark and I met. I was working for a radio station here in North San Diego County. And actually, it was even before Mark was even here. I used to work with Red Ritchie back in
years and years ago. And then I meet Pete and he goes, hey, I got this great idea.
Yeah.
What's that, Pete? I'm going to start a radio talk show about fishing.
That's it. Yeah. And here we are.
What a guy.
Like 27 years later something like that. Yeah. And Castman, you've been with us for how long?
Yeah, gosh. I think it's about 25.
At least 25, right?
Yeah.
Cast Tours has been around for how long?
Oh, gosh. We started in 1990.
Wow.
So almost,
we started this show in 1991. So.
Almost 30 years, yeah.
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 So, and this Cast Tours, all of us will say that nobody does it better than Cast Tours. You guys, going on a trip with Cast, there's nothing like it.
it's what it's exactly what Sherm said. It's just everything happens so smooth. And that's the biggest thing that I can't get over how you're able to accomplish, Cass, is even in parts of the world where things are not known for going perfectly, a Cass Tours trip always just seems to happen. The rides are there when they're supposed to be. The boat that you're supposed to be on is there when you go fishing. The hotel is the way that you described it. And there's a lot of areas that you travel to that are very known for, manana, it'll be there later. But going with Cass is like the comedy. Everything just happens the way
so
it's supposed
much fun.
To.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just myself, you know, and the four daughters, and when Mary was in the business, what we do is we book a trip like we're going on it. You know, we want everything to fall in place, you know.
Right.
You don't want any surprises.
Yes.
And that's what we really strive to do, is that everything is right there to meet you. I mean, there are some glitches sometimes, you know, mechanical
Always.
Problems, whatever, but those things we can't control. But getting everything lined up and getting it to happen, it's great to go on a trip like that and not have to worry about it.
Well, it's all places you've been to and experienced, and you know the guy that's going to be fishing. Well, I fished on this boat the last time I was down here. I would do this, and, you know.
Yeah, well, like I say, we've had relations with hotels, fishing boats, different fleets throughout all the destinations we sell for, you know, 30 years. So it helps to have a good relationship like that. But, yeah, we try our best, and, you know, that's why I guess we've been around the business
that's
for
right,
so long.
Doing a great job. Hey, Arnie and Vista, we got to get you back to the casting contest. You're the spotter today.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Arnie?
Yeah, I had a question actually for Mark here. The new Ranger looks like a really neat truck. A couple of questions I had. Is there any optional plans? I know it's only the one engine, the 2.3 turbocharged engine. Is there any options for a diesel or another engine down the road? And are they ever thinking about doing a long bed on that truck?
Well, when Ford built that, they decided that they would come with a super cab and a crew cab, because that's where everybody, they want the room. As far as the powertrains, we've got the best powertrain in the compact or midsize, or they're now midsize pickup market. So it's got a 10-speed automatic, so that you've always, whatever power demand you need, and the computers all figure out, well, we're going to go to seventh gear and 40% load, or we're going to go to third gear and 100% load because we're towing a trailer, so it maximizes fuel efficiency and it maximizes performance. Whether we get a diesel in that or not, I don't know. We have a diesel in the Transit Connect. We have a diesel in the F-150, which is a great six-cylinder, 240 horsepower and 440 pound-feet of torque.
Wow.
We've got a 440 horsepower and 900 pound-feet of torque in the Super Duties.
Wow. 900.
So we've got all of these wonderful powertrains. Ford's been the leader in powertrain technology. Whether or not we'll have a diesel in front of that 10-speed, I don't know. Will we need it? Probably not, because if the cost of a diesel is $2,500 more and it creates another 1 or 2 miles per gallon or 3 miles per gallon, will you ever get your money back in a compact? I doubt it. In the big trucks, absolutely. In some of the delivery vans, absolutely. But for most of the use of the compact or midsize pickups, I don't think so. But what they've done on that Ranger is the packaging is absolutely fabulous, because you've got shoulder room in it, right?
Yeah.
So you don't jam up next to the guy in the passenger seat, and you've got all ergonomics and the seating, and you ought to take one for a drive, because they're by far the best.
And if anybody wants to take a test drive, your guys are here. They'll take them for
a test drive.
We've
got three guys here with their hands up over there.
Yeah.
And it's not we're not selling here. We're just trying to satisfy people.
That's all. That's,
right.
That's
so,
all there is to it, yeah.
So they'll take you for a ride.
He's
We've got
this.
Plenty to look at.
He's good at this, man.
And
take
I might
my
add,
money,
too,
right?
Arnie,
take my money.
I know Chris is here from CCA. Raise your hand, Chris. Assistant Director Chris is here. So if you have any questions about CCA, be sure to ask Chris. All right. Thanks, Arnie.
You bet you guys.
Thanks,
all right. Appreciate that. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Jump back into those phone calls. Again, if you want to get through this morning, 833-288-0973. We'll link you right up to Adam if you want to call us on the fan this morning. Let's talk to Eric, who's calling us from Valley Center. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
It's great.
I wish I was down there.
Go ahead, Eric.
I guess I need to buy a new truck so I can...
Well,
get around to all your fishing shows.
You do, Eric.
Well, anyways, exactly. I'm heading down to Cabo San Lucas, and I was wondering what to expect to fishing off the beach.
Cast man?
Well, this time of year, you know, you've got the rooster fish are coming in. Now, this is a good time for roosters off the beach there. You've got Sierras getting around San Jose del Cabo there by the estuary there. Good time for snook. You know, they do get those black snook there this time of year. But otherwise, yeah, it's pretty good surf fishing down there.
Yeah, it's and good times. And the other thing, too, I might add, if you get down there and you decide that you want to get a boat, it's probably a good idea to line that up beforehand because sometimes just getting a boat off the street, shall we say, is not such a great idea. Tell us why, Cass.
Well, you know, you'll be sitting there and enjoying the sun there on the beach, and some guy will come by with a book and he'll show you these beautiful boats that you can get really cheap. Well, the thing is, you get there the next day, that boat's not available.
Oh, yeah.
Got another boat. But
they put you on another boat. But that doesn't happen with Cass Tours.
Yeah. No, I tell people, if you're going down and you don't know what day you're going to fish, then I'd say, by all means, you know, go with a reputable fleet down there. Otherwise, if you're set, you know you want to fish on Tuesday, you want to fish on Thursday, and you want to make sure you got a boat on those days, then give us a call and we'll have that boat reserved for you.
And how much extra does that cost if they book through Cass Tours?
Doesn't cost any extra.
You get your money from the provider.
Yeah, from the provider, the hotels, the fleets. Yeah. So like I said, it's...
So it doesn't cost the consumer a penny.
Doesn't cost them any more, no.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Hunter Renfrow.
The Padres play here.
A two-run shot to dead center. Hosmer scores 12-3 Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the vast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Hydrohoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and Hydrohoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydro Hoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydro Hoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydro Hoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. And get lifted.
Here's John Ireland.
for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.